"Why," demanded Ron, seizing her timetable, "have you outlined all Lockhart's lessons in little hearts?" Hermione snatched the timetable back, flushing furiously. They finished lunch and went outside into the overcast courtyard. Hermione sat down on a stone step and buried her nose in Voyages with Vampires again. Harry and Ron stood talking about Quidditch for several minutes before Harry became aware that he was being closely watched. Looking up, he saw the very small, mousy-haired boy he had seen trying on the sorting hat last night, staring at Harry as though transfixed. He was clutching what looked like an ordinary Muggle camera, and the moment Harry looked at him, he went bright red.
"All right, Harry, I'm Colin Creevy," he said breathlessly, taking a tentative step forward. "I'm in Gryffindor too. Do you think, would it be all right if... can I have a picture?"
he said, raising the camera hopefully. "A picture?" Harry repeated blankly.
"So I can prove I've met you," said Colin Creevy eagerly, edging further forward. "I know all about you. Everyone's told me about how you survived when you-know-who tried to kill you, and how he disappeared and everything, and how you've still got a lightning scar on your forehead."
His eyes raked Harry's hairline.
"And a boy in my dormitory said, if I develop the film in the right potion, the pictures'll move."
Colin drew a great shuddering breath of excitement and said,
"It's brilliant here, isn't it? I never knew all the odd stuff I could do was magic till I got the letter from Hogwarts. My dad's a milkman. He couldn't believe it either. So I'm taking loads of pictures to send home to him. And it'd be really good if I had one of you."
He looked imploringly at Harry.
"Maybe your friend could take it and I could stand next to you. And then, could you sign it?"
"Signed photos? You're giving out signed photos, Potter?"
Loud and scathing, Draco Malfoy's voice echoed around the courtyard. He had stopped right behind Colin, flanked, as he always was at Hogwarts, by his large and thuggish cronies, Crab and Goyle.
"Everyone queue up!" Malfoy roared to the crowd. "Harry Potter's giving out signed photos!"
"No, I'm not!" said Harry angrily, his fists clenching. "Shut up, Malfoy!"
"You're just jealous!"
piped up Colin, whose entire body was about as thick as Crab's neck.
"Jealous!" said Malfoy,
who didn't need to shout any more. Half the courtyard was listening in.
"Of what? I don't want a foul scar right across my head, thanks. I don't think getting your head cut open makes you that special myself."
Crab and Goyle were sniggering stupidly.
"Eat slugs, Malfoy," said Ron angrily.
Crab stopped laughing and started rubbing his conker-like knuckles in a menacing way.
"Be careful, Weasley," sneered Malfoy. "You don't want to start any trouble, or your mummy'll have to come and take you away from school."
He put on a shrill, piercing voice.
"If you put another toe out of line—"
A knot of Slytherin fifth-years nearby laughed loudly at this.
"Weasley would like a signed photo, Potter," smirked Malfoy. "It'll be worth more than his family's whole house."
Ron whipped out his spellotaped wand, but Hermione shut Voyages with Vampires with a snap and whispered, "Look out!"
"What's all this? What's all this?" Gilderoy Lockhart was striding towards them, his turquoise robes swirling behind him. "Who's giving out signed photos?"
Harry started to speak, but he was cut short as Lockhart flung an arm around his shoulders and thundered jovially,
"Shouldn't have asked. We meet again, Harry."
Pinned to Lockhart's side and burning with humiliation, Harry saw Malfoy slide smirking back into the crowd.
"Come on then, Mr. Creevy," said Lockhart, beaming at Colin. "A double portrait, can't say fairer than that, and we'll both sign it for you."
Colin fumbled for his camera and took the picture as the bell rang behind them, signalling the start of afternoon classes.
"Off you go! Move along there!"
Lockhart called to the crowd, and he set off back to the castle with Harry, who was wishing he knew a good vanishing spell, still clasped to his side.
"A word to the wise, Harry,"
said Lockhart paternally as they entered the building through a side door. "I covered up for you back there with young Creevy. If he was photographing me, too, your schoolfellows won't think you're setting yourself up so much." Deaf to Harry's stammers, Lockhart swept him down a corridor lined with staring students and up a staircase. "Let me just say that handing out signed pictures at this stage of your career isn't sensible. Looks a tad big-headed, Harry, to be frank. There may well come a time when, like me, you'll need to keep a stack handy wherever you go, but..." He gave a little chortle. "I don't think you're quite there yet." They had reached Lockhart's classroom, and he let Harry go at last. Harry yanked his robes straight and headed for a seat at the very back of the class, where he busied himself with piling all seven of Lockhart's books in front of him so that he could avoid looking at the real thing. The rest of the class came clattering in, and Ron and Hermione sat down on either side of Harry.
"You could have fried an egg on your face," said Ron. "You'd better hope Creevy doesn't meet Ginny. They'll be starting a Harry Potter fan club."
"Shut up!" snapped Harry. The last thing he needed was for Lockhart to hear the phrase "Harry Potter fan club." When the whole class was seated, Lockhart cleared his throat loudly, and silence fell. He reached forward, picked up Neville Longbottom's copy of Travels with Trolls, and held it up to show his own winking portrait on the front.
"Me," he said, pointing at it and winking as well. "Gilderoy Lockhart, Order of Merlin, third class, honorary member of the Dark Force Defence League, and 5 times winner of Witch Weekly's Most Charming Smile Award. But I don't talk about that. I didn't get rid of the Bandon Banshee by smiling at her." He waited for them to laugh. A few people smiled weakly. "I see you've all bought a complete set of my books. Well done. I thought we'd start today with a little quiz. Nothing to worry about, just to check how well you've read them, how much you've taken in." When he had handed out the test papers, he returned to the front of the class and said, "You have 30 minutes. Start now." Harry looked down at his paper and read,